For decades, Arlene Swarovski taught at North Division High School. She was choir director. About 4 years ago, the retired teacher was asked to bring together MPS alumni to perform at a talent show. That was the beginning.
And so that's how it grew. And it was only supposed to be for that concert. And then they said, oh, well, we're having fun.
So Swarovski agreed to continue directing the MPS alumni group. The district pays her a small salary and donates space at the High School of the Arts on the Near West Side. This is where the singers practice every Monday night. The choir has grown to include a few dozen members, and not all are former students. Swarovski noticed that whenever the singers would perform at a homeless shelter, the people's eyes there would light up. So she began inviting homeless and formerly homeless people to join. Her philosophy, if you can talk, you can learn to sing.
That's been my goal all the way through my teaching career, to open people's eyes and to build self-esteem. And that's a really big help for these homeless people. I can see that. You can just see them straighten up when they sing for some of these places because they're so used to being looked down on.
I just went back to what I always loved. I always loved music and I loved to sing.
Linda Orr joined the choir when she was homeless. She says after she lost her job and her home, singing was invaluable.
Gave me a sense of hope and, you know, that I could get through this.
Orr is back on her feet now, but she believes through song she can comfort others who are struggling.
I just think it helps open up their world and gives them something else to think about, you know, that they're not alone, you know, that there's other people that or have been where they are or might still be there and are trying to get through, you know, the difficulties of that, you know, and can get through that. Yeah, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
The type of music the group performs is gospel, and that has stirred interest overseas. Choir member Judy Strauss says people in Europe hunger to hear the energetic, uplifting religious songs. So contacts there have invited the group to perform in France this summer.
There's much more of that formal style of music. Gospel takes you outside that box a whole lot more. Europe does not encounter this style of music, so they'll embrace us.
To raise money for the trip, the choir is selling candy and performing for a fee, often at churches. Co-director Casey Williams says singers who make a decent living will pay for part of their trip. That way, the choir's fundraising can subsidize those who don't have the money.
We talked about what pleasure would we give those who were formerly homeless the chance to see the other side of the world. The homeless community is in this choir. We don't look at them as that. They're part of our family, and we help as much as we can.
If the choir cannot make its fundraising goal by summer, members plan to do something less expensive, such as tour parts of the U.S., or they'll put off their trip until next year. But singer Troy Jarrett, who used to be homeless and addicted to drugs, says the music, not the promise of travel, is the most important thing to him.
Music soothes the soul. And it's hard to like really put into words, but once you hear that music in the air, once it's, you know, vibrating in your eardrums and stuff like that, you get a chance to escape, you know, whatever's going on in your life.
Music has bookended Jarrett's life. When he attended MPS decades ago, he sang in North Division's choir, and the person who was his director was none other than Arlene Swarovski. Now, after getting himself off drugs and the street, Jarrett has reunited with his love of song and one of the people who helped nurture it. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.